AncestralActivation.com presents the Pawrutty Podcast. I am your host, Ali Z. Green, and this show is sponsored by Noontai Ray Tech for all your latest Organite devices, inboxes, or DM us on Instagram at NUNPTAHRETEK for the latest Organite devices, consultations, readings. Altered Discourses. Follow me on Facebook at NUNPTAHRETEK. In the name of today's episode, it's the signs of Netaru. We'll be dealing with Towerette. A lot of people don't talk about Towerette because Towerette is going to unlock a lot of things, especially in the Temple of Edfu, which is built for Hathor. And in this temple, they have a painting on the ceiling, which was of course plagiarized by the Sistine Chapel and many other cathedrals in the Catholic faithhood. And I just want people to know about Catholic, which is the institution of Christianity. When you say the word Catholic, you know, in the dyslexic form, which is really the right way to see, which is from right to left, but we read from left to right. We're going to get into that too. However, Catholic, backwards, is the holy cat. And who is this holy cat that they're talking about? This holy cat that they're talking about is the what they refer to as the Sphinx. But we know the Sphinx to be Pawrutty. And Pawrutty is the gator, is the guardian of the ancient secrets. You have to guess the riddles of Pawrutty before you could be given access into the greater cult centers. An ancient Nubia. But on this ceiling, there's an astrology chart, which is also plagiarized from the ancient Tamarans, the ancient Nubians. All this stuff was plagiarized. And there's no big secret in this damn time. But for those that may be new, I'm just saying that this is what's going on. You know, most of modern society's motifs were plagiarized, were stolen. Many of the stories, you know, you're getting watered down versions of false records for somebody that wasn't there, that don't have no connection to there. But you got this zodiac chart, and it don't have 12 signs, it has 64 signs, or 64 constellations that was caught in the acuity of the perception of the observer, looking from across the sky, because it looked at it at 180 degrees, right? Because we orbit, or we have an ecliptic orbit. We don't even make a perfect circle. It's almost like an egg shape. But in order to measure the sky, the ancient adepts knew to build a cursor. And that's what the pyramid is. It's a cursor. And it's pointing to different star constellations as you go amongst what we measure as a day. And we talked in the last live replay about time, called the end of time, where time is nothing but the distance between two points. Furthermore, in the temple of Edfu, you will see on the ceiling something that they call the dendera. When I say they, I'm referring to the Greeks, because I want y'all to be able to grasp this and go into your search engines and see it for yourself. But when you look in there and you see Tararet, who is depicted as a hippopotamus with an alligator on her back. Some depictions have her with a hippopotamus body and an alligator face. And she sits in the center of all of the derivatives therein, variants of animals from the animal kingdom. Spirit animals is the autochthonous, indigenous, aboriginal Native Americans with term. And denote to animals, because the spirit animal is the spirit of all of that animal put together. And it can exist, and it does exist. It's crystallized. You know, a lot of things become crystallized after 1080 times, right? If you can go 1080 over something, it's going to crystallize into your reality. And this is ancient science or magic or mysticism or alchemy or all four, depending on the variant or where you are in your range of perception. The Tararet is the protector of childbirth, children and mothers. And she protects the spirit while the mother delivers its hatchling, because it's a lot of blood there, and it's a lot of beings that used to be human or used to be existing on this plane. They didn't necessarily have to be human, but once lived on this plane and have formed into something to feed, they need to eat. And blood draws beings to us. It draws all type of entities, because you got plasma in the blood. You know, and I'm sure you heard of the term ectoplasma. Well, in the center seat of the dendera, you will find Tararet, who is crocodile, and she's also hippopotamus, and she's there to protect these childbirths and ensure that things are safely brought into this realm. And when you're looking at Tararet, she's number 57 of the Neturu, and also she's number 57th on the chemical elements. And it's over the group of elements called the lanthanum group. You know, the lanthanum group of elements, they deal with a lot of different metals, it deals with a lot of different properties that make up different type of metals and different type of stones, if you will, you know. But this particular group is uh It has its own group within the periodic table, and it sits in the middle of the periodic table as well. I was going to tell you, Tauret. Tauret's attribute is the mighty one. And what makes her so mighty? Well, what makes Tauret so mighty is this is the helix bond of two different variant creatures being brought together, like you would call it a hybrid, in order to make way for a new vessel. And that would be this Homo sapien vessel. And it took the genome from the hippopotamus and the crocodile, right? We know the crocodile to be who? In ancient Egypt, that's Sobek. And Sobek is number 46 of the 99 natural. You got 46 chromosomes in your body. And it took 23 chromosomes from the hippopotamus and 23 chromosomes from the crocodile to get this particular splicing of what you call a human, which a human is just a variant of a whole bunch of different animals. And these were the two main two. And they stand as one at number 57. And the Lanthanide group has some key things to take away from it that I did some research and looked up from thoughtco.com. You can check them out. You know, just for, you know, quick surface researches. You know, but the Lanthanides are a group of 15 chemical elements with atomic number 57 through 71. We know that Tauret is the 57th Netaru, and Lanthanide is the 57th chemical element. Now, this chemical element has its own group. It sits right in the middle of the periodic table, the same way the Tauret sits in the middle of this, let's just call it the zodiac chart for now, okay? And it's called the Dendera, and we'll just call it that for now, okay? Okay, so this is right there in the center. And all of the elements have one valence electron in the 5D shell. Let's see here. What's a valence electron? In chemistry and physics, a valence electron is an outer shell of electron that is associated with an atom and that can participate in the formation of a chemical bond. If the outer shell is not closed, in a single covalent bond, bond atoms in the bond contribute one valence electron in order to form a shared pair. Then we just talk about two different entities coming together in the 57th Netaru. Well, on your brain, you got something called your occult nerves, also called your cranial nerves, right? And on one side of your brain, you got 5 brain circuits. On another side of the brain, you got 7 brain circuits. That's 5 and 7. That's showing you how the brain is functioning. Your cranial nerves are connected to the brain. Since your cranial nerves are connected to the brain, Well, they in the brain. These are the circuits in the brain that are connected to particular animals, i.e. the hippopotamus and the crocodile. So this is where you get your mammalian brain from, right? And if you look at the hippopotamus, it still has to survive in the water. It lives in the water. It can live outside the water. The same thing for the crocodile and the same thing for you. These portions had to be borrowed, right? In order to come up with this apex form, if you will. This is a finality of this particular form in the earth realm. It's been modified and sped up, actually. And all of this stuff is coded in your DNA. But you had to unlock your DNA. If you grew up here in the New World of North America, you got to unlock the codes to whatever religious institution that you were indoctrinated in. I don't care if you know that that stuff is over. You still got to break those codes, because those codes are holding back doors to your consciousness. And it's a whole bunch of codes right there in the Bible, right there in the Quran, right in the Torah, that you can look up, and it's codes. And some people got access to shit. This is not no joke. But that's all dealing with the brain circuits. And on the left side of your brain, you got 5 brain circuits. And on the right side of the brain, you got 7. That's how they give you 7 days a week. That's how they're able to break it down into 5 days a week and give you 2 days for a weekend. Now you're dealing with numbers. And when you're dealing with the numbers, you're dealing with universal language. And when you know how to deduce and reduce numbers, and now you're communicating with the language. And all of this is coming out of your brain, because one side of your brain lets off serotonin. And that's how you produce words and stuff that make you feel happy. And the other side, which is the left brain, is doing melatonin. And when you express in math, you bring in melatonin into your body. You activating the melatonin. That's creating electrical spark. You know, and the lanthanides, they kind of help you with that. You know, because you got lanthanide in your body too. You got all of the chemical elements in your body. But this is the main group right here. You know, you got plasma in your blood. Plasma is found on the sun. And it's inside of you too. It's in the liquid core of the earth. You know, and the temperature of it is what's keeping the earth balanced. Everything is connected, and you connected to it too. But you got to become aware of it. It's based on your conscious awareness. You know, and that would allow you to see. And that takes us to the Eye of Heru, which you break down into 6 portions. You know, you got 5, 6, 7. And most of your occult nerves are connected directly to your tongue. Let's see here. Yeah, they both mostly connected to your tongue and your eye. And that's right in your face. Your nose and your ears, they all got, you know, they got one occult nerve. And but then you got your higher function, which is connected to the third part of the Eye of Heru, which is over the brow. And this is where they're talking about the third eye, but some people say it's the pineal gland. It's the pineal gland. That's the 13th seat. It sits in the center. And this is where Tower Red sits. You know, a lot of people call it Jesus in his 12 disciples. You look at Jesus and his 12 disciples, and he's sitting in the center, right? Before it was him, it was Tawaret. That was the last, you know, they'll go back and say Tammuz. They'll go back from Tammuz, and you can't correlate it into Egypt that way. You know, you can't line up 12 with nothing and put the 13th. The 13th person would be Geb if you line it up amongst the 99 Neturu. You would see Geb as in that position, you know. And Geb means father, and it also, his attribute is time. And this is where they get father time from. You follow? And that was the name of this planet, was Geb. That's what they called it, you know. And that was taken on the attributes of some of the deities that lorded over this planet. Because it's, you know, it's beings that live on, I'm telling you, they're in the higher spectrum. We only in the infrared spectrum, and we got to deal with our occult nerves in order to function here. And the helix bond between the crocodile, which in ancient Kemet was called Mesa. This is where they get the word Messiah from, because they took the oil from the crocodile skin, right? And they would use the oil to anoint people. You know, they made it, they used that crocodile skin to make oil. And that's where they get the anointing from. These is all symbolisms. And when they get abstracted and then perverted and then mistranslated and then watered down, and then they put the yellow number 5 on top of it, it come out through the Catholic Church. It's filtered through the Catholic Church. And Catholic backwards is Holy Cat. You know, and that takes us back to the Sphinx again, of Paruti. And these are just some brief signs of the Neturu. Tawaret, number 57. Follow us on Facebook at NoontireTech.com. Excuse me, NoontireTech. On Instagram and Facebook. Also, subscribe to our blog and support our merch, our merchandise on AncestralActivation.com. I'm your beloved brother, Alizi Green, and I look forward to building with you very soon. Peace and love.